There's actually, well, this 305 applies to classification and disposal.
Yeah.
There's no veto power in 305. In other words, just because they hold a hearing doesn't mean they can prevent you from disposing or classifying that land for the stated purpose. The point is to get everybody together and talk about it. If they don't like it, maybe you work it out.
Can the commissioner classify more than 640 acres under 3805-300 for this purpose?
Without legislative approval, yes.
With it, no.
No, 300 says he can't do it if it's more than 640.
If it pulls it out of private use, or the language is... Commissioner, shall I read it? Should we go to 300?
Okay.
Okay, I might as well deal with it.
No.
Okay.
You're right. If it pulls it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or reserves for special use.
Or withdraws it from mineral location and leasing. Now, what is a special use? That's a good question.
Okay.
Well, let's wait till we get to that for that.
Yeah. Okay.
What is a special use?
I don't know.
Where do we get that?
That's the same.
This is your language.
For remote entry.
That's right.
Hey, Cooper, go get the banjo now, huh? All right.
Let's keep rolling here.
Well, we got a problem now. Halford, what's your problem?
Nothing. Forget it.
Sam?
I would like to request from Phil a definition of special use.
Well, I mean one special use, you prohibiting all others. This doesn't do that. All this does is classify it as suitable for this type of...
I understand what it does, but in 300 we say that it can't do it over 640 if it's reserved for special use. So where do we define special use?
Any one special use.
We don't have a definition.
I mean, is a special use a grazing permit or a timber permit?
It could be any use.
Which precludes all others.
It's one special use excluding all others. This is the intent of that language.
That comes from the 59 law. I don't know if there's a definition of special use then.
It was meant to, so, as I understand it, Bill, so that things like state parks and stuff couldn't be created administratively. Wasn't that, kind of, that was kind of what it was.
That term's used in the Constitution.
Special use. Go on.
Page 7.
Are we
ready
to go on?
Mm-hmm. Remote cabin permit, Steve.
Yeah. This is just a, you know, more or less what we discussed the other day, and it also gives a guy first option to buy the land if it's up for sale. Oh, and on 17 and 18, the sentence would read the last sentence. My recommendation anyway would be the last sentence would read, the land shall be sold for its fair market value. You wouldn't want it going up for auction and having the guy have to bid on the land that his own cabin is sitting on.
Why don't we allow a permit for less than 25 years? I think somebody asked that before when we had the amendment. It says line 67, permit may not be for a term less than 25 years. That's kind of unusual language.
Well, if he fails to use it, he loses it anyway, though.
Maybe the language...
Well, maybe it's not necessary. I just thought that if the guy was going to build a cabin, he ought to be able to count on at least 25 years of the lease, but it doesn't really make that much difference.
It's an important
chapter. I see.
Yeah, Mr.
Chairman.
There
was protection to the cabin, though.
The way that first sentence reads on line 3 there, it's an application for the construction of cabins. on remote state land. Somehow or other, there's no land with it. I don't know whether that was your intent, Coop, or not, but I had visualized that a 2.5 or 5 acre parcel, why it would be a cabin permit, and you'd have that much that you could call your own for as a lease. And if you're going to have a chance to buy it, well, it's almost got to have a finite land section with it, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, really what I had in mind was just, you know, have somebody go put a cabin out there. Well, and I don't know where, and it, who gives a damn who owns
it. Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah.
No survey or anything else.
Yeah,
builds it, he's got a permit to build it in section 34 of township, yeah, such and such, and he goes out and
all
builds
right
it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, if they come back and say it's going to be in 5 acres, you've got to buy the five it's on. If he gets the right to buy the five, it happens to come out on.
Yeah.
That's the lease. What you do with lease?
Maybe we, yeah. If the 25-year thing is bothers people, I don't guess it's all that important.
No, it doesn't.
I think it's important.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Line 17. Move we delete the word not, and on line 18 less and leave less than in accordance with the Cooper recommendation.
That's our, well, that's done
reads,
on our copies.
Yeah, you got that copy. Now reads the land shall be sold for its fair market value.
That's on your copy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on yours, Corey.
I was reading play by
he's back in subsistence.
He's getting ready for it. I'm ready to go.
Right?
You had it on there. I didn't even see it. I tried to copy it.
You ready to roll?
Could I ask you a question?
David.
This is a question for information. Is this kind of, you know, somebody can go out, you know, as long as, is there any control of where he might go to the state, or is this head on out in the boonies?
Well, commission is says where he can go.
He can go into a certain adequate part.
Using cardboard.
He's got to get a permit to build it. Permits established by regs. That's all it says.
Duck shacks.
Right.
Okay.
All those fishing game guys went out and built theirs quick because they knew they were going to take pictures to keep anybody else out.
Okay, any problem with anything in remote cabin permit?
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
We still haven't defined remote. I don't want to pursue it right now. But remote state land, I mean, that's, I guess it's just whatever anybody wants to interpret it as.
Yeah, we've left it open. It seems
you don't
fairly
think it's critical?
I don't think it's critical. I think it's worth talking about, but I don't think it's critical. No.
Why can't you just cross out remote?
Just, well, because...
I think remote
it's
at least
supposed,
gives you a standard.
Yeah, just it's not supposed to be in, you know, in the middle of town or something.
Right. It's a conceptual
it's
term.
Far out. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any problem. I think it's pretty obvious what we're talking about.
Right.
Okay,
055,
Section 8. Steve?
That's just technical. It accepts 3808 from the requirement that land be sold at public auction. I had on line 22 the words for private use. I had that crossed out because the sale of state land would just about
seem to be enough. Private use just confused things.
Real quick, what's the name of my
number 3808 is home sites. 057 is lottery. 053 is what, that stuff we just talked about.
This is...
Remote parcels.
Yeah, then we make the determination, everything's going to be 5% down.
Yeah, that's in the lottery.
20 years.
Yeah, everything is what we're talking about.
Line 27 says a month for 1/10 of purchase price. Does that make any difference?
That's the auction. This says that, that those terms don't apply to what we're talking about.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Okay.
Section nine.
Section nine. It's a lottery law revision. Purchase prices, fair market value, the commissioner can sell, and all this stuff ties into this. And commissioner can sell it for less than fair market value if scarcity of land results in unrealistic land values, I guess, Ketchikan. He's required to consult. This really is the price of the land that we're selling in the boroughs. He's required to consult with the assessment board if they've gotten one. And the purchase price cannot be less than $250 an acre. That's what this committee decided, or $50 if it's ag land. I'd like to add that the commissioner need not retain a professional appraiser. In order to set fair market value.
Well, then they have a bunch of appraisers.
Well, what happens is we're trying to get the thing set in-house, because there's somebody running in screeching saying that the commissioner can't set fair market value unless he hires a professional appraiser, and those guys are always tied in with the real estate dealers, and next thing you know, the price is, you know, twice as much as it ought to be. And that's, you know, if they just consult with a local assessment board, strikes me as not only cheaper, but probably a whole lot better for the public.
Yeah, but sometimes when they don't use professional appraisers, like you say, the price gets jacked way up.
I think it works the other way, Bill. This would just say the commissioner need not.
Well, you know, last year when we went through the battle with the leaseholders, that was what the problem was, that the price got jacked way up. Or at least that was the allegation.
Well, I tell you, I think that if you require these guys to use professional appraisers, the price of the land is going to be a hell of a lot higher than if you set it in-house.
Well, that sounds backwards to me.
Well, the appraisers, if you're dumping a whole bunch of land on the market, that's exactly what you're doing. The real estate people are going to want the land price just as high as they can possibly get it. And professional appraisers are tied right in with the real estate people, because that's where they make their money.
Yeah, well,
I think it's real important for the commissioner to set this stuff at in-house. Or maybe get an in-house appraiser. I don't know, somebody that's, but not bring in somebody whose income is tied to the group that he's.
Yeah, well, okay, an in-house appraiser, as long as the guy's a certified, knows what he's doing, take some dude who doesn't know and say, go set those prices, look in the book, and make up a price. But that's fine. But just as long as the guy's a professional and he's got his credibility's on the line when he puts a figure on the land.
You made most of the point I was going to make. That is that the commissioner has a number of appraisers in the land division who do appraisals, and they're reasonably close to what the fair price is. They do it for all their sales, don't they? They set the price ahead of time. So I think that it should stipulate that it should be the market price by appraisal, but not necessarily by an outside appraiser. Wouldn't that be satisfactory?
Yeah, how about if we...
Well, that's okay. That's fine by me.
How about if we just put on line 21, the commissioner may use an in-house appraiser for the purpose of setting fair market value.
That's fine. That's good. Sam?
Under this section.
All right. It doesn't... up until then, it doesn't say anything. It just says that the commissioner shall determine fair market value.
Yeah.
But you're saying that, that there's been case law or some precedent that, that requires him to use an assessor?
Well, people go to court, you know, and say that the commissioner can't set fair market value unless he's got expert testimony, and you can't have expert testimony unless you drag in all these professional appraisers who has to charge a lot of money.
What's happened in court?
I don't know. There's just a pretty substantial risk.
The only reason, I don't care if it's in-house or out-of-house, I can see where, okay. You know, I think Coop's right that the appraisers are tied in with the real estate guys, but I also think that a professional appraiser may not always be working for the state, and his reputation's on the line, and it's important that we have somebody who's got a credential in appraising.
I think.
So that language is fine by me. Okay. Anybody got any problem with that, adding that language?
I think it's good the way it is. I don't think it's necessary, but I don't care if you put it in.
It may not make any difference, though. I think we give the commissioner pretty damn broad latitude there by saying that he can determine that due to past scarcity, that the land is unrealistically appraised anyway. Right? All you have to do is just say so. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the way we got it?
That's already
you can sell it.
Yeah, that's already in the law. Lottery law.
Yeah.
So what, this is changing something else to 057A, what's that?
That's a lottery law.
We're adding new language to the lottery law.
Well, we're actually, it referred to it under, down the long page a little bit, 35B4, I think Jim just threw that language in into the lottery law rather than cross-reference to 35B4, which says the same thing.
You lost me.
Well,
yeah. I like it this way.
That'd be less than, unless conducted under the provisions of. Yeah.
The lottery law already provided that. We just did a beautiful thing. All right. Don't touch it.
Section 10.
Well, except that it provides for auction sales, and in order to be a little bit more precise, it was redrafted to specifically apply to lottery sales as well as public auction sales. I think if you're worried about appraised value, you better get all reference to fair market value out of there. I think you should just say the commissioner shall set the price. The price shall be determined by the commissioner. Period. Don't have any reference about fair market value at all.
Well, he got to have some kind of
stuff. Yeah, I like it just the way it is.
I think that's what.
Well, if you want to get appraisers out of it, though, I think that the only way you're going to ensure that is to get that language out of there about fair market value.
Well, why can't the commissioner just set the fair market value? Why can't you just say, okay, I've determined the fair market value here is $1,000 an acre?
That's the way it says, but you didn't think that was enough. It says that in the
paper. Well, a lot of people claim that, I tell you what, here's what I think, okay? I think that the commissioner wants that language in here because he's got a bunch of regulations and crap that say he's got to hire all these appraisers and things before he sets a fair market value. And he wants to get away, you know, get out from under those regulations. That's
They're his regulations, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but it's a lot easier to kill them off here than it is to go off through the rigmarole.
Except there's a section that says you got to have the land appraised 120 days before you sell it. There's a provision in our law already that requires that. But
you can appraise it in-house. Does it say appraise? It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It says appraise within 120 days. The 35B4 gets him out from underneath that if he makes that determination about scarcity, unrealistic land value.
Oh, all right. Yeah, sure. But it ought to be appraised because otherwise... it ought to be appraised within 120 days of the sale, because it's going to be the value is going to be jumping up and down. Is it correct to say that an appraisal would result in fair market value? I mean, that's what you do when you appraise a piece of property. So it doesn't matter.
You use comparables. So what you described is true for the first few years. The value of state land will be comparable to similar parcels of private land in the area that's been sold. But then probably over a period of time, if enough state land is released, then the comparables would go down because of the market. But initially, right off the bat, the price of land will be as high as private land, comparable private land.
And then you can make the determination in there that it's not going to sell it for them.
But if it says he should use an in-house appraiser to determine fair market value, that means that that would be have to be considered the fair market value, if that's what the law says, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but if he's hiring an appraiser, the appraiser is licensed, and he's got certain standards he's got to live by. So
you're saying that the price is going to be too high?
I'm saying it's going to be the fair market value. And if you don't agree with it, maybe you think fair market value is too high. I don't know. It's going to be the going rate as determined by an expert. That's
what you're saying.
Well, the language that the commissioner may use an in-house appraiser for the purpose of setting fair market value in this section seems to me covers all that. I don't know.
But he does that now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I think we ought to encourage that rather than practice of hiring the outside.
Well,
suits me. I was daydreaming.
Chad, do you care?
No, this is all right for me.
That the additional sentence.
Section 9. Oh, yeah. The additional sentence.
Additional sentence. Yeah. Use, doesn't have to use a hired gun.
He can, yeah, he can use an in-house. Right.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I agree with that.
Okay. Did everybody have any other problems with that section?
I have. I'd like to ask a question about line 25 and on the discount.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you guys have gone over this already. Maybe you're all stuck on the idea that this discount procedure is a good procedure. If that's true, there's no point talking about it. I'm not sure I'm satisfied that's a good procedure.
Yeah. I think we've discussed it. It's worth talking about it again if you want.
Yeah. I tell you, that's like getting in a whole bunch of new stuff. And maybe that ought to be treated by, like in a different context. And I mean,
well, if we put it in here, that means that we think it's a good idea.
Well, it exists anyway.
Yeah.
You mean there's no way we can get rid of it?
Well, you can repeal it, or it applies currently. You can use discounts on residential land.
And I can expound at great length about why that's not fair.
Yeah. I think that's
right. I happen to think you're
give
right.
Give us two sentences.
Then let's kill it.
I think you're right.
Let's get rid of it then.
But no, give us two sentences. Let's see if we think you're right.
What about
just discounts. Basically, he's talking about discounts.
What counts,
5% a year.
Oh, yeah. Right, on the basis of longevity. I don't think that it's fair that people should get land because they've been here 100 years, more land or better. For one,
they're not going to get more land or better land. They're going to get land cheaper. That's all.
They're going to be able to bid it higher.
Well, in this case, it's
and they do.
This is a lottery. Okay. There's no bid.
But on the bid, when you utilize this procedure, a bid procedure, a guy can bid an extra $25,000, still pay the same price.
Except as a practical matter, residential land won't be disposed of under auction, under the auction provision. So, I mean, just the way we've set it up, it's all going out by lottery at fair market value. So. So as a practical matter, I don't know if that's really a problem.
I think you're right. I don't like those things either. But what happens is, if you start messing with that, then that gets into a whole, a big scrap over the longevity and all that kind of stuff.
Where does it get the scrap?
Well, I think it ought to be treated separately in another bill, is what I think.
I don't have any problem with just deleting it.
I know the problem is that there's a whole bunch of other people that will.
I don't think anybody.
Thank you, Rob.
Anybody except that.
You don't want to send it anyway.
That's right.
Anything else?
I don't think that was the case.
How about that section, aside from the discount question? Are we all right?
It's okay. It helps me.
Okay.
I get 30 years.
Section 10.
Section 10 reduces the, is that, that's home site, isn't it?
No, that's lottery.
That's lottery.
That's still lottery.
That's lottery. All right.
Yeah.
1 year. Yeah. All right, okay. Does that apply to home sites too?
Yeah, well, no. We've got
that's later on. Okay.
Home site change in the back of the bill. Is there any problem with that?
Which one, section 10?
3-1, yeah. Oh, yeah, right. We fought this battle a couple of weeks ago.
How many times have I lost this battle?
I think you've lost once.
One and one.
Yeah, it's one and one.
Cotton's motion?
Well, he hasn't moved to.
I don't know.
Where are we?
Back to the cabinet.
Section 10.
$100,000.
Residency from 3 to 1 year.
Whose idea was that?
What?
To change from 3 to 1.
I don't know. The committee made a decision about a week or two ago to change it from 3 to 1.
Well, you were here.
It's an irrevocable decision.
Who all voted against me anyway?
I think I voted against you.
The rules chairman is now.
Who voted against the rules chairman? The rules chairman.
Which way did you vote? You voted for 3 years.
I voted for 1 year.
Oh, okay, so that's one.
And I have no bills in rules.
I know, you don't have bills anywhere.
You can't get them there.
I knew it.
All right.
I do.
Okay. Is there any problem with the sub 2 there?
No, we've covered that.
We've okay. Covered that. Hey.
Much on.
Move on.
That's 9. Section 11, Steve.
I had in here that essentially the only change is jacking up the fee from 25 to 10, or the section 3 part was just cut out. But I'll be damned if I remember why. Do you?
I think we just decided we didn't need it, basically. Okay. Jim, you might want to address that. But
I put it in here just for consistency, because establishing procedures now where a guy can pick the parcel for which he's applying, and I just want to tie that into this section. It's not meant for the way it's written. It sort of looks like it's limited just to remote parcel, but it's designed to be. My intent to apply to any kind of a parcel that could be sold under this procedure that drives home, really, that you could apply for a parcel, an individual parcel. That would be part of your application. You had to tell them which parcel you wanted.
Anybody, Peter?
No, I think.